You're with Joel Spreadborough on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
Keep playing that. What a cool theme. But I won't, because I want to get into this. So I'll tell you what, shout out to Kat for her excellent, excellent themes and jingles that you hear right here on ABC Radio Brisbane and on the Gold Coast. Now, it is book club time, and I want to start by listing a few memories. Stinking hot summers, going to the butchers, getting a free bit of Devon, being the first to see the sea, listening intently to the radio, ABC Radio, of course, to find out where your parents have hidden your birthday present. That's a goodie. These were the memories of ABC Radio Brisbane breakfast presenter Craig Zonka. Now, memories that were stirred by a brand new memoir that's called Growing Up Rocky. The author's name is Patty Beecham, and I'm very, very pleased to say that she is your guest on Book Club.
Hey, Joel.
This afternoon. Hey, Patty. How are you going?
I'm very well.
I want to dive into the book, but I'm a curious beast. And you mentioned a cool, quirky, excellent stat that you were the first roving reporter for your ABC. Is that correct?
In Australia.
In Australia. Oh,
in
wow.
In Australia.
I was going to say in Australia.
Rocky. No. No.
Wow.
I won a competition with in the Lang Park football thing, and Jerry Collins and whatever, and Peter Dick heard me.
Oh, the great Jerry Collins.
The legend himself. And Peter Dick heard me. He said, I need three things. I need wit, I need front, and I need a voice. So tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, tick.
And away I went. No training. Get out there. Righto. Every day was an adventure. It was
dive
fabulous.
Dive off first, check the depth later sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Story of my life. I've always done it.
That's extraordinary. What a storied history and career you've got. And a dab hand at turning out a memoir as well. I'm looking at this. I'm holding it now. Growing Up Rocky, a Rockhampton childhood. Now, there's an adorable little girl on the cover here. Okay, who's this? Who's
That's
this munchkin?
Me. Isn't she gorgeous? I don't know what happened. Life got in the way, I guess.
As it tends to do. I love the words
that's
here.
That's me too.
My father wore a black dress. My mother drove a panel van. I bought myself up.
Now, and I did.
you say you were encouraged to write this memoir called Growing Up Rocky. Mm-hmm. Because of Facebook, is that right?
It's the book Facebook demanded.
Wow. Okay. Do tell.
Well, I'm from Rocky, right? My dad was an Anglican priest, Canon John Warby in Rockhampton. My mum had the Keppel Sands shop, John and Bunty Warby, and so I got onto the Rockhampton Remembers When site, which is a group of old people like me reminiscing about their perfect childhood. And someone mentioned my dad, and I went, oh, that's my father, you know. Oh, here's a funny story. So I wrote a story, and everybody loved it. Yep. Write some more. So I wrote some more, and everyone said, you write so well, so you never believe your own publicity. And when's the book coming out? I'm like, book? And they said, oh, I'd buy the book. I'm like, book?
Hello.
And I said to my husband, I think I should write a book.
Yeah.
And so when COVID hit, I decided to write three books. And so I published my first poetry book.
The Poetry of Patty Beecham. Oh, beautiful. I love the earrings on the cover, by the way.
It's almost like I'm a writer. Yeah. And then I wanted to publish a second poetry book to prove it wasn't a fluke. And then I had that third book in my head, and I wasn't sure what that third book would be. And it turned out it was my early memoir.
Wow. So who did you write it for? Who is Growing Up Rocky for? Is it a journey of introspection, or is it a shared?
It's a coming-of-age story of living in a small country town and where everybody knew my parents, everybody knew my family, and how my family were really shattered in many ways with the tragic death of our brother, Chris, who was killed at 20. Beautiful,
I'm sorry to hear.
Self-taught artist. And really, Chris's death just ruined our family, you know. And we've gotten back together, but it was terribly difficult years.
Oh, it would be, absolutely. It's amazing the it sounds so morbid. The inspiration, I guess, that can come out of that is a healing mechanism as well, I guess, in many cases, to be able to reflect and share some rather grim memories,
it's
I guess.
It's taken many years, but we've gotten there.
Yeah, have a cathartic sort of sense as well, I guess.
Yes, and when I was writing about Chris's accident, I thought I'd be a mess. I thought, oh, I'm going to cry and sob, and I had my tissues and nothing. I wrote it like a grown-up. I did cry and sob over some chapters, and one of them was our mongrel old black half-cocker spaniel called Prince.
Okay.
That dog, I have bawled that many tears over that dog, and I've really struggled and thought, why is it upsetting? Why is it so triggering? And I think it was because we loved him, and he brought us together. He brought us together as a family.
That's very lovely on ABC.
It's amazing what you learn about yourself when you write a memoir.
When you get in and write a memoir, absolutely.
It's
on
true.
ABC Radio Brisbane and the Gold Coast. I'm Joel Spreadborough. Paddy Beacham is here chatting about her memoir, Growing Up Rocky. Now, Brisbane breakfast presenter Craig Zonka loved it, stirring memories of times growing up in the beautiful central part of the state.
Good Rocky boy.
Is indeed a very good Rocky boy. Now, you've written poetry before. You've mentioned COVID, bit of time to do stuff during COVID. What was your process? What was your routine? How often were you putting pen to paper?
I've always written. Yeah. Some of these poems, this first book, is over a 40-year journey. So what happened was I changed computers and there was folder after folder, Paddy's poetry, Paddy's book, Paddy's new book. I went, oh, for heaven's sakes. So I spanked all my poetry.
Yeah, okay.
Quite firmly, as you do, and shoved them all into a book. There.
And there it is.
And there it is.
Now, not just one, but two books, I believe, as well.
That's right. So the second book, I thought, well, that was quite fun. I enjoyed that process and I still had excess poems, so I thought I'll stick it in here.
Why not throw them into a second poetry tome?
And just to be difficult, there's a bit of prose in there too because it's my book.
It's just what you do. You can do what you want. You can
do
what you want, Paddy Beach. And let's talk about growing up Rocky. Now, you write that the first time you lived with your entire family was when you were 4 years old. I want to go before then. What do you remember of your life before you were four?
So we lived up on Cape York at an Aboriginal mission called Lockhart River Mission. And there were five tribes of Cape York that were all trying to live under the one village, mostly successfully. And my dad had pearling luggers up there after the war. Eventually he was asked to go to the mission as mission supervisor, which means he was responsible for water, food, education, housing, and some sort of income for the people there. So then he decided to become a priest, as you do.
Hence the black dress reference
on the
cover.
Hence the black dress, his long black cassock.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You write about a divided family around this time, this Lockhart River mission. Can you expand on that? Was it your dad's?
So the kids all went to boarding school.
Okay.
I'm the youngest of five. The three oldest children all went to boarding school. So end of January, they're off. They came home the next December or that December.
Okay.
They were gone all year. It was just too hard to bring them back from the Atherton Table in St Herberton to go back to Cape York. It's so isolated up there.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. Absolutely. So really, we'd never lived under the one roof. When I was born, then we moved. So when I was two, to Mum and the three girls went to Yeppoon. The two boys remained boarding at Herberton and Dad came down here to St Francis College. He did 3 years of theology in 1 year. Quite poorly, I must say. He never did pass Latin or Greek. Sorry, Dad, you know it's true.
Yeah. Just tell them how it is. How normal did this all seem? Because it's not your standard.
It seemed perfectly normal to us, but I rang up my brother and Beau and I said, you realise we're a bunch of weirdos, don't you? And he said, what do you mean? I said, name me one other person that you know whose dad had pearling luggers and then was a mission supervisor and then was an Anglican priest. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We are a bunch of weirdos. So
you stare at you unpack it like that, you list it out, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
That's actually not normal.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane and the Gold Coast. My name's Joel Spreadborough. Paddy Beacham is here, not only the ABC's first roving reporter in the entire country, but a poet and a novelist. We're chatting about Growing Up Rocky, which is her memoir about a Rockhampton childhood. Now, you left the mission, the Lockhart River mission, to move to Keppel Sands, I believe. How did that come about?
We got to Keppel eventually, yes. We, yep. The first time I really met my dad, I was four, and he was being ordained in Rockhampton, and I said to my mother, "Which one is he?" And she said, "He's the one in the white dress." And I went, "Well, they've all got a white dress on."
Okay.
I had no idea who my father was.
Wow.
Well, he was at St Francis College. He was in Brisbane.
Yeah, sure.
We were at Japoon, and then we all met up in Kent Street and learned to live as a family. We got kittens and chooks and, you know, it was...
Did the animals help? Did they bridge the gap?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we named all the chooks whose names I can't remember.
I won't ask you to list them off. So, okay, so your school and teenage years, is that when Rocky became your life, Rockhampton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We lived in Billow for a little bit and then Billowheeler, and
yep.
then we came back to Rocky to the ancient and creaking rectory, which was, oh, it was, I want my readers to fall in love with the rectory because it was a beautiful old building but with a very exotic garden. We had a tamarind tree. We had guavas. We had pomegranates. No, we're not. Knew what to do with these things. What were they thinking?
Whatever they
normal
are they for?
People
yeah,
had
sure.
oranges. Normal people had lemons. No, the Warby family had tamarinds and guavas and Brazilian cherry trees and
yeah.
weird stuff. You know.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
we've always stuck out.
When were you most happy? Is this
It'd
journey?
It had to be at the
been
rectory.
On? It
yeah.
was the rectory.
I think so.
You seem to have quite vivid recollections. I guess which helps.
Yes. Oh. I have a terrible memory in the fact that I remember everything.
Yeah.
I can remember what you said, what you're wearing, where you stood when you said it, what my response was.
Wow.
I can't remember what I said yesterday, but I can remember everything to the minute detail.
That's
which yeah. is good and bad.
Good
for writing a book.
Has its pros, has its cons.
It
Towards
does.
The end of the memoir, we do read about your marriage. We meet Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell. What's Rob's role
oh,
in your
look,
life?
Oh, look, he was tall and blonde and, you know, I fell
Tech.
Hard.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he was, as my mother would say, a rootin' tootin' shootin' man. And we sort of didn't have much room for rootin' tootin' shootin'. And he would go out and shoot ducks and pigs and we were sort of like, what? Guns? What are you talking about? So
okay.
it didn't work out.
Didn't happen. That's okay. Well,
did
you know,
not happen.
You got to try things. What's next? Actually, I'll ask you. Why are people reading this? What do you want your readers to
take? I think anyone in Australia would love this book because it's of a softer, gentler time when we all had the perfect childhoods.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's just a take back in time, and everyone's got those clumsy growing up stories. You know, where you nearly crash the car, and you know your first kiss and your first, you know. Insert sound
first
here.
Everything.
No, first
that, yeah,
everything.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's all in the book.
And like you say, the ones that stick with you, you often don't realise until much later that they have stuck with you. And then
yes.
you're like, oh, why is that? Oh, it's because it was either a very special or a not so special. Either way, a distinctive time
anyway,
of my life.
Any way you remember it. That's
is there
the
a
way.
Part two on the way, Patty?
There is.
Ooh.
There is. I've got to grow myself up. I've only brought myself up till I'm 20, so I've got a bigger book to write now.
Okay.
That's all the interesting stuff.
Now we're really getting started. Okay.
Exactly.
The memoir is called Growing Up Rocky by Patty Beecham. Available now, Patty?
It's available first week in November.
First week in November, there
I'm
you go.
I'm getting it printed in Rockhampton, which is rather exciting. I want to support Rockhampton, so...
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat
Thanks,
about
Joel.
It. I really have enjoyed it on ABC Radio Brisbane. And on the Gold Coast, that's Patty Beecham chatting about Growing Up Rocky, her new memoir coming out early November.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.